Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
High noon, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Celtics lose their opener last night, choking away against the Sixers. I don't think the season is lost.
No, they should be able to bounce back.
But that was a disappointing one.
Yeah, it was. You had the game won.
Especially when Embiid gave Philly nothing. You had a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And it all fell apart late in that game. Jaylen Brown can't even get a touch down the stretch. So we'll circle back to that with all your thoughts. 617-779-7937. Stay tuned. 45 minutes from now, 12:45. Most Thursdays, we get you a key for madness. We have one coming your way later on this hour, so go nowhere. But every Thursday at high noon, Keith.
Yeah, that's right.
We like to go on the clock.
A lot of pressure.
Sometimes.
A lot of pressure. We do this live, by the way.
Oh,
people
live.
Might think we tape these. These are live.
You hear that little clock ticking down.
Oh, yeah.
That gets in your head sometimes.
Oh, I start to sweat a little bit.
That's why we only give the listeners 30 seconds if they want to go on the clock.
Yeah, you could try your best.
It's only half the pressure.
Correct. Still pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Not as much.
Who among us can last for 60 seconds?
We'll see. Constantly on a 30-second clock. But yeah.
But anyway, sometimes we have like an off-season plan.
Yep.
Trade deadline plan, maybe
game preview.
Yeah, maybe a preview for that weekend's
yes.
game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But every once and then, when we go on the clock, Keith, we like to embrace debate.
Yeah, we do it versus each other.
But this one is very much versus each other.
Yeah.
So we are going to debate why Drake May is the MVP through 7 weeks, why he is not the MVP through 7 weeks.
Seven!
Pick a side. Embrace debate.
Okay.
So I will start here, Keith. Nick, if you want to put me on the clock. I'm going to tell you why Drake May is the MVP of the league through 7 weeks in just 60 seconds. He's already made the leap, Keith. Leads the NFL in completion percentage over 75%. Second in quarterback rating, top 10 in both yards and touchdowns. So by any measure, he qualifies via stats. He's also a dual threat quarterback. 200 yards this year, two scores on the ground. I think that'll help his case. Plus, he's taking care of the football. Only two interceptions. He's cleaned that up from a year ago, though he's also lost two fumbles. The Patriots are good this year. Usually this is a team award, at least some team success. You need to be good on the field. The Pats are 5-2. They're the number two seed in the AFC. I think that's going to help his cause. We also have recent history. Year two quarterbacks winning the MVP. Patrick Mahomes broke out year two, won the MVP in 2018. Lamar Jackson did the same. Year two breakout 2019. I think there's precedent here. I'm telling you, it's a buying opportunity. Drake May plus 700 FanDuel, plus 800 DraftKings. Buy in now. Because he's the MVP so far, and he may just win it at the end of the year.
Whew.
How about that?
Wow.
Okay.
Well, you convinced me.
Did I?
I don't even need to go, Nick.
Okay.
Wrong!
You're laying down your sword?
No, I'm picking up my sword.
Oh.
All right, here we go. All right, Drake May is not the MVP. He's having a great season so far through seven games. He has made the leap, like you said, Jones. He should be a contender for MVP, but he's not. The MVP. The MVP really should be a guy who won't win it, and that's Jonathan Taylor. The Indianapolis Colts came in with a 7.5 over-under for their win total. They have the best record in the league at 6-1. He has over 100 more rushing yards than the next highest running back. He has far and away the most rushing touchdowns, and is the main reason why that team is leading their division and the the NFL. But if you want to talk about quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, you can't ignore. I hate to say it, but it's true. More yards passing, more touchdown passes than Drake May. He has more rushing yards than Drake May. He has more rushing touchdowns than Drake May. And he's played six games without his best wide receiver. Also, last year, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson tied for the best QBR. Not quarterback rating, but adjusted QBR. Right now, that's a stat where Drake May ranks fourth behind Patrick Mahomes, third, Daniel Jones, two, and Dak Prescott, one.
Woo!
So Drake May, good season, not the MVP.
All right, ipso facto, Keith hates Drake May. That's good to know.
Can't stand him.
So he's
awesome. He'd be a top five. They do it differently now. They used to only vote for one guy.
Yeah.
Now is it three or five? There's definitely more players that get votes.
You know what? I was looking at MVP votes last night. It might be three.
Okay, so if you go three on the ballot, I think, again, my ballot, I would have Jonathan Taylor on it. But they're, like, when you project it out, they never will. They'll have three straight quarterbacks.
Yeah, well, your ballot, submit your ballot right now. Three spots. You would go Taylor Mahomes, May?
Yeah.
Okay.
Taylor Mahomes, May.
Last year, only two players got votes. No, I'm sorry.
No,
only two
no.
got first place votes. Sorry. One, two, three, four, five, six.
A lot.
A lot of players. Yeah,
and 11, a lot of quarterbacks.
11 different players got votes, so maybe it is five.
It might be up to five.
So I think to me it's between Mahomes and May now.
Yeah, because Baker Mayfield had a bad game. Your guy Matthew Stafford just had a monster game, so I feel like Stafford's moving up.
And May beat Josh Allen, which, you know,
yeah,
isn't
you
the
end all.
But like through 7 weeks,
yeah.
I don't think Allen's been crazy good, and May beat him. So like through 7 weeks with the data we have, the best argument for Mahomes, and I didn't really even think about going outside a quarterback. Taylor's a great one. The best argument for Mahomes is that he's done more with less than Drake May, which is crazy to think about.
In a weird way. No, I didn't even mention this in my little 60-second spiel.
Okay, well, it's not allowed then. If it wasn't in
this
the 60 seconds,
no,
it's
don't
not
count
allowed.
This. Yeah, the jury, don't listen to this.
Strike this from the record. Strike it from the record.
Okay, I approach the bench.
Yeah.
He's throwing literally to Tyquan Thornton and Juju Smith-Schuster, and we know how bad that can be.
And
so he's winning games that way. Now, Drake May has more wins. The Patriots have more wins than Patrick Mahomes, right? It's 5-4.
Is Mahomes still leading them in rushing? He is, right?
Oh, good question.
Or did that change? I think he still leads the Chiefs in rushing.
Oh, that's another good stat. I was surprised to see that he has more rushing touchdowns and yards than Drake May. Drake May is just coming off a big rushing game.
Pacheco passed him last week, but entering play last week, he was their leading rusher through 6 weeks.
Yeah, he's on pace for probably like 600 rushing yards or something, isn't he? Like he's scooting a whole lot more.
Well, that's going to come down now because he is getting receivers back.
No, yeah, no, he is.
100%. And I think they're fixing their running game a little. Pacheco was good last. They played the Raiders, but Pacheco was good last week.
I don't know if you guys saw the stat. They had 31 first downs, and the Raiders had like 30 yards in the first half.
Oh, that sounds
so
right.
They ran, like, Breshad Smith had 15 carries in the second half.
Yeah. He also has a big head-to-head win over the Detroit Lions, which, if you're looking at like a quality opponent, and he played almost a perfect game in that one. I think it was the game Lamar got hurt, but Lamar started that game and played when they went head-to-head with Baltimore, and he just, I mean, Baltimore's defense is trash, but he carved him up.
Look,
Drake May's got the Buffalo game. Like, that's definitely a signature game.
Mahomes, the last couple of years, it was fashionable to say that offense stinks and he's overrated and he's getting by on reputation.
Yeah.
And by the way, all the Tom Brady people out there, he's 30 now. All the Tom Brady people who are like, well, you're going to need a second chapter and you're going to need to recommit. And will Mahomes recommit? He looks as good as he's ever looked.
Well,
in
and
all
the
honesty.
Scary thing is, as like people that want to protect like the Patriots dynasty and keep the Chiefs away from it, the way the AFC is right now, you're like, ugh, even if it's like an 85% version of the Kansas City Chiefs, that might be good enough to get back to another Super Bowl.
So, not who's going to win it at the end of the year. Through 7 weeks, who has been the MVP? I say it's Drake May. Keith says it is not Drake May. So who's right, who's wrong? And if you want to go on the clock and make your case.
Sure can.
For or against Drake May.
That's right.
617-779-7937. As Keith said, there's a lot of pressure for 60 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to give you 30 seconds to make your case on the phones if you would like. Meanwhile, circling back to the Celtics last night, like I said, I don't think the season is lost, but I'm
frustrating, though.
I'm disappointed in how it ended, meaning Jaylen Brown didn't get a touch, meaning Peyton Pritchard got multiple shots at the end of the game, which is he went from six man to now he's the guy at the end of the game. That's annoying.
Yeah.
You had a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter. You couldn't finish that out. And I know it's a different league. You'll hear Mazzulla say this. Terp has come in and said this before. We're like, a 20-point lead isn't as safe in today's NBA as it used to be. Fine.
Yeah, I get it. It goes quick. 3-point shot, all that.
13-point fourth-quarter lead at home, opener against Philly. And then, let me add, Joel Embiid looked horrible last night.
He was a non-factor.
As a texter sent in earlier, and I've referenced it a whole bunch, the next person the FBI should look into after they deal with everything with Billups and Rozier and Damon Jones, among others, the next person they should look into is Embiid, hauling his corpse of a body and down the court last night.
Yeah.
So Embiid gave them nothing. You had a 13-point lead in the fourth quarter, and you lose that game. I mean, that's just a bad way to choke away a game on opening night.
Yeah, it was devastating because not only did you have the big lead in the fourth quarter, you allowed 42 fourth-quarter points, and they needed every single one of them, the Sixers. That's with some missed free throws down the end. They put up 42 on you one quarter.
With Edgecombe missing those last two free throws.
Yeah, right. And they still had that many points. I look back at a couple of possessions prior to the Peyton Pritchard missed shots. Xavier Tillman has a chance to tie the game a foot away from the basket and, like, airballs it. So that was devastating, and that extended the game. But they played the foul game, and they hit a couple shots. Next thing you know, they have an opportunity, and they call a timeout, which Joe Mazzulla didn't even want the timeout, but they call a timeout.
Which is so dumb.
They try to draw something up. Apparently, it was supposed to go to Jaylen Brown, but it never did. So maybe they should have drawn up something better. Maybe Brown should have been more aggressive or whatever. Peyton Pritchard has a bad attempt, but they bailed out. And you know, give him, I guess, a little bit of credit for going early enough where you are allowed to have another play. You see that all the time in the NBA. Sometimes they try to make it too cute, try to have like the walk-off buzzer beater, and you're like, hey, you actually can maybe get another shot at it. So anyway, they get one more crack at it, and Pritchard gets another decent look, actually a decent look, and misses that one. And you're like, man, you had this game won. Joel Embiid did nothing. Home opener, all that stuff. Start the season off on the right foot, and you lose. So it's frustrating. And we'll see, you know, where they go from here. They got a game with the Knicks coming up on tomorrow?
Yep, on Prime.
So, yeah, it is on Prime. Mm-hmm. That's still annoying to me. Prime and Peacock, right, have like a bunch of games?
Yeah.
It's annoying.
I heard Wick talking about that yesterday. Wick sounded like very...
Give me the TNT games.
He sounded very not on his details about where all these games were going to air. But, yes, tomorrow night is on Prime with the Celtics. And, look, I thought they'd be a top six seed in the East. I still think they should be a top six seed in the East, or will be. If they make the play-in game, meaning they're 7-10, there's some debate as to how successful the year is. Top six, I think, is a good year for them. Top four would be great. Somewhere in the middle would be the play-in game. They have no reason to miss the playoffs entirely. And I don't care what they lost last night. They have enough talent to do that. Although they didn't look great last night defensively, and you were on this, Keith, before. I was like, I'd start Simons and I'd start all your best players.
Yeah.
And you're like, you can't start Simons and Pritchard. Not only can you not start them, those guys can't overlap a ton because
I was gonna say, but that's
Swiss cheese out there.
But they should be, you know, as the season plays out, your third and fourth leading scorers. And so, like, if those guys can't play together, like, that's what's tricky about it. Like, I don't want to trade Simons, but I'm also not trying to trade Pritchard. But you could see when they brought him in, you're like, all right, he's a great scorer, but there was always those rumors that they might deal him. And part of a lot of it was the contract, but another thing is just like, how do they fit on the floor? Like, you couldn't have Isaiah Thomas and Kemba Walker on the same team. You couldn't even have Kyrie Irving and Kemba.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
A Walker on the same team. Like, good teams are going to take advantage of it, especially good teams that have scoring guards.
The Sixers are going to take advantage of it.
The Sixers aren't even a good team.
Never mind good teams.
But they have scoring guards. Oh. And boy, do they. They scored 74 points just from their backcourt.
Crazy.
So that was pretty bad because we went in being like, ah, the big men are pretty bad. They're going to get eaten alive by Embiid. Well, Embiid might not be capable of doing that. And Cade actually had a good game. Fouled out, but he had a pretty good game. It's just they're going to go so small. And I know they're, oh, it's positionless basketball. Yeah, positionless when you have, like, Tatum and Brown out there, like Porzingis. It's like, okay, whatever. You still have size.
Interchangeable wings, guys that can move, guys with some size.
But, like, LeBron and Wade, and, like, when they were starting to do that then, you're like, they're still 6'7". You know, like, now it's like, well, we got 6'2", we got 6'4", we got another 6'4". Like, I don't know. Against certain teams, it's not just the rebounding. I know Mazzulla was preaching rebounding during the preseason. They, oh, you're going to give up some boards.
And they won the rebounding battle last night. Yeah. I think it was only 10 offensive rebounds for Philly.
Yeah, so they didn't get eaten alive on that by any stretch. I think they'll take that. But it's also just the mismatch that you have and guys that can't really defend, certainly one-on-one, and then how good are they as help defenders?
Well, and exactly. So they have a bunch of guys who can't move on defense. None of their bigs, I feel like, move very well. Hauser can't move. I know people the last couple of years were like, oh, Hauser's actually not that bad of a defender. Not good.
No.
Never mind the small guards that they have. My issue would be, like, I think Pritchard is just tiny. I used to say this about Isaiah and even Kemba. Like, I think Isaiah was small, so he got picked on. And same thing with Pritchard. Simons just had brain farts last night.
Yeah, right.
Like, not it was. It's not about his size. Like, he has the frame to do it. And I just, he left a shooter all alone. Or he first got into the game on the right wing, left him. And even Scal was like, oh, no. And Scal reacted to it again. Later on, I think it was still that first stint in the first quarter when he first got out there. Late in the first quarter, or late in the shot clock anyway, he fouled somebody with like 2 or 3 seconds left on the shot clock behind the backboard. Like, shooting up a prayer behind the back. It's like, what are you doing? So
he's going to have to.
With him, it's not his frame or anything like that. He had some horrible lapses last night defensively. When he first got in there, I felt like he settled in a bit, but he's. Him and Pritchard is going to be real tough when either of them are on the court, never mind both.
Yeah, I think with Simons, who I do like, and he's a great offensive player, he's going to just have to get used to playing games that matter. You know, so like when he first came into the league, he didn't play a lot, and those were like the better Blazer teams. And by better, I mean make the playoffs and lose in the first round. Right. And then when he took on more of a role, like when Lillard was gone and stuff, and he was more of a scoring guy, those weren't even playoff teams. So it's a lot different, and you see it in the NBA when there are a lot of guys, like somebody scoring 20 points on every team. Just there's every team scores 110, so someone's scoring 20, and if you give up a play defensively, you're like, I don't care, I'll get it back the next time. It's going to be different here. Like, they care more about the current Celtics than they do the current play. Not a shot at the fan base there, but just that's a rebuilding team. It's not a good team.
I don't think it's a shot. Yeah, I think it's
so.
Just
it's
reality.
Like, all right. So right now, yeah, like you're going to be under the magnifying glass more here than you would be there.
100%. So there's a lot to discuss last night. You were just getting into this, Keith, but I blame Mazzulla the most for not getting Jaylen Brown a touch on either of those last two possessions. Mm-hmm. I blame him the most. You're the coach. This is what you do. I heard Curtis talking about this morning. Like, this is what you get paid for, to scheme up plays at the end of games.
Yeah.
Out of timeouts, baseline plays, sideline plays with 8 seconds. It's what you're paid for. You're not paid to play pickup basketball against the media and go press them and go have fun at the Auerbach Center and run all over them and embarrass them. You're paid to drop plays at the end of games. So I have Mazzulla top of my list. But I don't think Jaylen's blameless in a spot like that.
No.
Like, there's a reason Tatum always got the ball because it was known that he wanted the ball. He made it known. Or, and I'd have to go back and really watch Jaylen on these plays.
Yeah.
But Tatum made sure he's going hard to the basketball to get it and making sure he's not just floating around there at the end of the game. So, yeah, I don't think Jaylen's blameless on that. I blame the coach the most. Draw it up. And if the play is drawn up for him and it doesn't work and you had to get the first one to Pritchard, fine. I get that. You had two cracks at it, and the Sixers, who are not known as a good defensive team, put the clamps on Jaylen twice and shut him down on two different plays you schemed up for him.
Yeah.
That's on you, but Jaylen's not blameless. You got to want the basketball, and you got to come get the basketball.
Yeah, you can't get shut out there. You got to find a way to get it, and maybe Mazzulla, though. I'm with you. Mazzulla will go first on my list, because even though he didn't want the timeout, it's almost like he was looking for like a transition bucket to win the game, and if they got that and Jaylen Brown didn't touch it, then, you know, whatever. You look at that, and you're like, hey, maybe you could have done it differently. Maybe you could have called timeout, but whatever, you do get the timeout. All right, so in that little huddle, make sure Jaylen Brown gets the ball. And he didn't. And I guess after the game, there was some talk that they were trying to get him the ball, but they couldn't. Peyton Pritchard also had a comment that he's like, oh, I should have hit, what did he say? I should have hit Sam or Simons. It's like, what Jaylen Brown? What about Jaylen Brown? Maybe he gets the ball. And even if he's not the one that shoots it, say he gets double or triple teamed. We've seen in certain, and then he finds a wide open guy.
This is why
so
I haven't said shot. That's why I say he
just get the ball.
Touch,
right.
Especially on that 8-second one. Like, if he gets the inbounds with 1 second left, the ball has to go.
You better shoot it, yeah.
But 8 seconds left, or whatever it was, eight and change. You get the basketball, maybe a double team does come to you. Maybe it is a triple team. So find the open shooter. That would have been fine. But he needs a touch to draw the defense or get an open look. And the fact that they were both for Pritchard, who was coming off your bench a year ago. He's a bench player. And that's what he's been on a championship caliber team.
You
as of yesterday still wanted him to come off the bench.
I do.
Now you're running up game-winning plays for him. Multiple game-winning plays for him. Like, I can't get on board with
that. Last year when we talked about, remember a couple of like the Jason Tatum late game misses? And even with Tatum on the team, we're like, maybe Brown should get a look.
Yes.
And now Tatum's not there, although he was there.
Well, he's there.
He was on the sideline.
But he looked like the guy in Curious George without the hat.
Man with the yellow hat. Yeah, did a little bit like him. But I don't think there's any excuse. And that's something to watch in the first month here of the season. There'll be another situation like that, I'm sure, where they're down. You know, maybe it's a shot clock and they're down a point, two, three. Does Jaylen Brown get shut out of that possession too? I don't think so, but we'll see.
617-779-7937. Frustrating one for the Celtics last night. They choke it away. How much of that's on Mazzulla? Him not wanting a timeout there was embarrassing. We should get back into that. And I don't believe this, Keith. I think Mazzulla's a pretty good coach. I think that's going to prove out over the course of the year. He's not the best coach in the league, but I think he's a pretty good coach. I think the guys are going to play hard for him, and I think if they're a top six seed, that will, you know, sort of validate Mazzulla as a coach in the NBA. But there's a lot of people who believe without Tatum this year and without Holiday, Porzingis, Horford, among others, without the high-end championship-caliber talent, he's about to get exposed. So let's get into that with all your thoughts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.